Here is the 5 a.m. news with Kelly Aben. First, the headlines. Lawmakers at the Senate and National Assembly have a meeting for the third ordinary session of the 2024 legislative year, with prospects towards reaching the aspirations of the Cameroonian people and the fight against certain vices impeding nation building. In sports, Cameroon's indomitable Lions face Namibia's Brave Warriors today in Johannesburg, South Africa, in a crucial Day 5 match for the 2025 AFCON qualifiers. Those were the major stories. Now the news in details. The Indomitable Lions of Cameroon are set to clash with Namibia's Brave Warriors at 2 p.m. Cameroon time today in Johannesburg, South Africa, making their fifth qualifying game for the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations, despite a delayed arrival due to administrative setbacks, which led to a rushed travel schedule from Yaoundé. The team remains focused and motivated. Arriving at the venue just yesterday, they will play just after one training session in Yaoundé. The logistical challenges have not dampened the spirit of the Cameroonian players, who are committed to securing a positive result in today's encounter. A victory would strengthen Cameroon's position in the AFCON qualifiers as the team pushes towards the prestigious tournament set to hold in 2025 in Morocco. The Speaker of the National Assembly, the Right Honourable Kavayege Jibril, says a state budget which consolidates the country's achievement and reflects the aspirations of the Cameroonian people needs to be in line with the head of state's development agenda. He was speaking yesterday at the opening plenary of the November budgetary session. Parliamentary Affairs correspondent Doris Batitato Ekwe has a presentation of the Speaker's speech.
I am carrying the dreams and the aspirations of the people of the Southwest region into this session, hoping that I am going to articulate in a manner that...
A dense and elaborate address it was, with pertinent issues brought to the fore. Being a budgetary session, emphasis was laid on how to deliberate on the draft finance bill for next year, which will be tabled before the people's representatives in the days ahead for scrutiny. The Right Honourable Kavayege Jibril reminded all that policy options and priorities of the 2025 state budget are enshrined in a circular signed by the head of state recently. As the lawmakers get to work, they have been advised to seek to consolidate achievements, further earn the confidence of the populace, and spur Cameroonians to massively endorse the vision of the head of state. Given that 2025 is earmarked for presidential elections, the House Speaker has called on government to do the necessary to ensure a peaceful atmosphere, rejoicing in the country's assets, which inspire robust growth. He vaunted the gains of the National Development Strategy, which have recorded strides in the import substitution policy. The National Assembly also salutes the aggressive industrial policy of the mining sector, which has made it possible to switch from cottage to industrial mining, granting job opportunities for the youth, a policy that could be replicated in the building materials sector. The remarkable increase witnessed in the production of cocoa in Cameroon was also highlighted by the speaker as a boost to the agricultural sector. Meanwhile, corruption gradually creeping in must be combated as cocoa farmers get incentives. Also, government has been exhorted to develop adequate infrastructure in order to solve the problem of inadequate power supply. Issues of special concern, such as the issuance of birth certificates, urban disorder, averting catastrophes, and universal healthcare delivery, were raised by the Right Honourable Kavayege Jibril at today's opening plenary.
Doris Batitato Ekwe reporting. At the Senate, it was recommended that a bill on local taxation be tabled during the November ordinary session so as to enable local and regional authorities forge ahead with local development. This alongside the condemnation of some social ills and on civic behavior of some citizens are the major highlights of the speech delivered on behalf of Senate President by the First Vice President, His Majesty Abubakari Abdullahi, as he officially opened the third ordinary session. Just after the opening plenary at the Senate, Doris Batita Toekwe talked to Senators Belamuki Charles and Veningansin Mochigil, who now lay their plans for the November session.
Cameroon is expected to obtain its course of emergence by 2035, and expectations are high to business persons in...
I'm carrying the dreams and the aspirations of the people of the Southwest region into this session, hoping that I am going to articulate in a manner that will cause government and all the stakeholders of the budgetary process to address the needs and expectations of the people of the Southwest region. We are going to hit hard on the road network deteriorating situation in the Southwest region, which has been cause of concern from our electorate and, in fact, the citizenry of the Southwest region. I will want to highlight the abandonment of the Boya Reference Hospital and, of course, look at other areas which have to do with economic empowerment of our populations and the realization and reawakening of the major state corporations in the Southwest region that have been suffering from a near state of abandonment. The realization of major projects like the much talked about Chico Airport and the Limbe Deep Sea Port.
Senator Veningansin Mochigil, representing the Northwest region. Going by my own observation and a national poll, people will want the roads, because the state of our roads in the cities and intercities are horrible. They can concentrate on the roads. It will help the population, because when the roads are passable, it's easier for people to evacuate their economic products into the markets.
In the meantime, as lawmakers elaborate the 2025 finance law, business persons in Douala are hopeful that they will take sufficient measures to improve the living conditions of Cameroonians, as well as the structural transformation of the economy for emergence in 2035. Gladys Atemba Chechuma Banla reports.
Cameroon is expected to obtain its course of emergence by 2035, and expectations are high to business persons in Douala like Chantelem Buchuang. The 2025 finance law, which is being elaborated in Yaoundé, must be competitive and guarantee all the conditions for security, healthcare, road infrastructure, and better productivity throughout the national territory.
Our lawmakers should propose an economic policy adjustment for growth and stability, as fifth tax incentives for investment, especially in strategic sectors like agriculture, technology, and manufacturing.
Actors of the Made in Cameroon sector expect better support, mainly on taxes and access to financing.
They should prioritize funding for security issues around the country, increase also investment in health infrastructure, the support for job creation and youth empowerment programs.
For these business persons, the 2025 finance law must above all be the materialization of public-private dialogue, particularly in terms of taxation. Also, it must ensure a fiscal discipline and debt management in the country so as to maintain the confidence of investors and also attract foreign capital, a dynamic that should be consolidated in 2025 for more economic growth in the country. Gladys Atemba Chechuma Banla, CRTV News, Douala.
From Douala to the far north region, where the Minister of Housing and Urban Development, Celestine Kichakutes, has launched the PDVIRO project aimed at developing inclusive and resilient cities. The project, valued at over 7 billion CFA francs, targets a five kilometer stretch of road covering the Zileng and Uru Chede neighborhoods in Marwa One Council. Our reporter Faith Ngwang caught up with the Minister of Housing and Urban Development, Celestine Kichakutes, who in the following excerpt of an interview throws more light on the various aspects of the Inclusive and Resilient Cities Development Project launched yesterday. Take a listen.
Last time I was here with the Ambassador of France, and we've launched the road with BCR for 24 billion francs CFA. We have visited yesterday and I'm happy on how the work are going on and will be completed. Marois will have a special room for festivity, Salle Polyvalente. Marois will have a new market. Marois will have new road. Marois will take the tour for sustainable development. And today is 7.5 billion that we are launching here. That's why I've signed a performance contract with all the company who have been awarded. I will not accept any delay. And I'm sure that next 6 months, I will be back for the inauguration as we're going to do this evening for Kakatare Road.
Housing and Urban Development Minister Celestine Kechakuta is talking to CRTV's Far North correspondent Faith Ngwang. And that brings us to the end of the 5 a.m. news brought to you by Kelly Eben. Thanks for listening. I will be back with more news at 6:30 a.m. Stay with us.